proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting program for you today. We're teaching on manifesting abundance. Ooh, that is a powerful teaching. Let me tell you, we're talking about how you and I can go into this world and not have to live on the level of the world. You know, now what I'm saying about that is we had one of our speakers to come for our faith conference, and he taught for a minute on false prosperity. False prosperity is when you're driving down the road in a new car and waving at everybody, you know, holla, and then, but at the same time, the bank owns a car. You know, you don't own anything. So that he said that's false prosperity. What we want to make happen is make ownership come into your life. And God can have you to pay off all your debts without even having you leaving that job. Praise the Lord. Folks, this is the power of the Word of God. Now, what has happened is we've got to break this connection between your job and what the job can pay you and your inheritance. Because your inheritance comes to you from God. Your inheritance is a house. Your inheritance is a car. Your inheritance is good health. All these things you can receive by faith. And then the job pays your salary. Well, you can use some of that to sow some seed and increase that, but I'm saying for you now, you can manifest abundance. You're not limited to what the society can do for you or what the world can pay you. This is a powerful teaching. Now, I want you to get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Right along with me now, because this is something that every believer needs to know, how to get their needs met without having to depend on the system of the world. It's a powerful teaching. Let's go into it. It's called Manifesting Abundance.
As we look at this now, we're looking at the church and what the church's function is, because what we said is people have a wrong image of who they are in church and so forth and so on, and how they are supposed to function in this earth. Let's go to Matthew chapter 13, please. All right, Matthew chapter 13, look at verse 31. And another parable put he forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, when indeed it is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is greatest among all herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. So we said that the church, one of the responsibilities of the church, is to go into the world. That the church is not designed to be detached from the society, but to go into the world. Remember over in Mark chapter 16, he said, go ye into all the world, the Great Commission, and preach the gospel to every creature. And it says over in Matthew chapter 28, and says, teaching all nations what I've taught you, and so forth. So we're to go into that world and manifest the kingdom of God in that world. We've established the values and the principles and the morals of the kingdom of God. And when we are doing that, as we do that, it's to transform this society. It's to transform this world and subdue this world for the kingdom of God. Now, we know this because we go back in the Old Testament. We saw in Isaiah chapter 9, it says over in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, it says, the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. Okay? And of his kingdom and of his government there shall be no end. So what is happening right now as we live in this earth is we see the kingdom of God invading the society of this world and coming in. And this kingdom is to be expanded throughout the world. In other words, it's supposed to be a kingdom that is going to be increasing more and more. And we're the ones that are bearing this kingdom. We're the ones that are to establish this kingdom in this earth. So we're supposed to be out there, and what we're supposed to be doing is transforming society. So I'm saying that the church is not founded for itself. You're supposed to come in here, people come in here on Sunday to get established in the values and in the culture of the kingdom, and then go out there on Monday to minister. And when I say minister, I mean that you're supposed to be a witness for the Lord. And being a witness, many times in some situations, you can just be a witness, just don't cuss. You know what I mean? Get drunk, smoke reef, and so forth. Just don't do that. And you'll find that as that goes on in your life, you'll find that it'll make a difference in that world. All right? Now, also, we're to take the values and operation of a superior kingdom and make it have an impact on this world. Now, whether you're working in business or in media or working in the education system or in the political system, whatever it is, we're supposed to take the values of this kingdom into that world. And we're just not going in there for business, for example, just to make money, but we're going in to establish the kingdom and subdue that sphere of influence that we have been sent into. We're supposed to subdue it. Now, this is what has to happen, and I think people need to realize this, that we have the blessing on our lives. We have the blessing on our lives. Now, you don't have to put somebody else's God down to lift yours up. Now, did you follow what I said on that? All right. All you have to do is manifest the kingdom, and they'll see whatever they got a hold of is inferior. People don't need any more religion. They done had plenty of religion. What they need now is reality. They need to see and want to see the evidence of the God that you serve. They want to see him in your life. Let's go to Luke chapter 6, please. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. That's what happened to Daniel. Remember, Daniel demonstrated it. And they saw that the children of Israel were 10 times smarter than the natural people of Babylon. They saw Joseph. Joseph had revelation. God raised him up in this thing, but they hired him. I mean, the idea about it is he had so much revelation until he knew how to keep famine from coming into Egypt. And they hired him. Now, he was a Jew. That means he wasn't a Gentile. He wasn't one of the people of Babylon. See? So you might be a whole different background. But if you got the goods, they're going to raise you up. If you got an answer to their problem and they don't have an answer to one, somebody's about to get promoted up in here. Look what it says here, and I'll look here at Luke chapter 6 and verse 35. But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be what? Great. And you shall be the children of the highest. Watch this. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. A lot of folk don't like to read this verse. See? Because what happens is we all trying to get out of the world. No, that's not the idea. The idea is to go in there. And you don't need to go in there calling folk names. You can be kind to the unthankful and the evil. I see, now I need to stop right up in here. Folks, this is gospel. That's the kingdom. The kingdom is just that powerful that you can be kind to unthankful folk. And as soon as somebody is unthankful, we get an attitude. Or in the past, we're not going to do that anymore. Because we know now that God is making us like him. And he is kind to unthankful folk. Isn't that wonderful? See? So when Joseph was getting promoted, it's because of his stewardship. Joseph stuck with the word. He didn't get mad because somebody talked about him. He didn't get mad because somebody talked about him. Now, you better understand this, because all of that affects your faith. And the kingdom of God can't be operated except by faith. So your challenge, I guarantee you, when you're getting close to your inheritance, is going to be not to get mad. Because most of the time, it ain't going to be those people out there that you don't know. It ain't going to be them. Are you following what I'm saying? So brace up and get ready for it. Get ready for it. Just realize that your mission is more important than your madness. Because God's about to do something. He's about to explode in your life. Boy, that's a word from God. He's about to explode in your life. I'm telling you, man, you got... Just shake that stuff off, man. Just go on about your father's business. You ain't here. You're not trying to, be nobody's favorite. What you're trying to do is serve God. If you serve God, God is your paymaster. That man ain't signing your check. God's signing your check. That woman's not promoting you. God's the one that promotes you. You're in the kingdom. So when people come into the church, most of the people that come into church are trying to see evidence of your provision. They're provision-minded. And we're going to get to that in just a minute. But they're running after provision. And when they come in, if they don't get provision in there, you'll find that they'll be forced to go many times somewhere else. Because they know, I can't get no help in there. Okay. And a lot of this hadn't been preached, that this is where you come to get this provision, meaning that it's not that somebody's got a stack of money in here waiting on you, but they got something better than that. They got a stack of the word that can take you to any amount that you need when you need it. And you won't have to get nobody else to do your fishing for you. You can go fishing yourself. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 6 and verse 20, if you will. Verse 20, and he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, "Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." Lord have mercy. Now, we didn't heard all kinds of sermons on that. Well, brother, just be poor, and God loves you, and he loves poor folk. As a matter of fact, he loves poor folk better than he loves anybody. And, just be happy where you are. Keep a stiff upper lip, and when you go to heaven, you're going to get it all. Yours going to be big in heaven. You know what I mean? And so forth. So give them that kind of hope. But I won't mind right down here in this nasty now. All right? So what he is saying here, let's give you the truth of it. He's saying the moment a person is born again, immediately they can start operating in kingdom system. Now, what this means is that they're blessed because they have a new kingdom. And they have an ability now to tap into an inheritance that is not tied to their job or not tied to their background. Now, this is good news, because how many people might come in and that they are poor? And let's say they're a single mom in a home and got four or five kids, all right? Now, how are they going to get their needs met? So they're going to come into the kingdom. Now, the first thing they're going to learn in the kingdom is the poor, once you come into the kingdom, you become blessed. You become blessed. Now, once this happens, I said this is one of the things you want to keep in mind, that your job has nothing to do with your prosperity in the kingdom of God. And I said the second thing is that your occupation does not determine your success. So as I look at this in terms of my own experience with people, what happened, Lord have mercy, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's just move. Praise God. Let's go into it. Let's go over, if you will, to Genesis and Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And God blessed them. Say bless. Them. And God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed. You can underline that. Every herb-bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. To you it shall be for meat. Now that's provision. You can put in the Bible provision instead of meat. Now, he goes on down and says, in verse 31, and God saw that everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Lord, have mercy. That means it had no flaws. It was perfect. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So he made everything, including man, in 6 days. Now, chapter 2, verse 1, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God, what, his work? Ended his work on which he had made. And he, what? Rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Now, he didn't rest because he was tired. That's a different kind of labor. Okay? And so now, he calls it the seventh day. Nothing about a Sabbath mentioned here. Seventh. So here's man being created in 6 days, along with all his provisions. Those provisions were available from God. And now, here he is at this end here of the sixth day, and the next day is the seventh day. Now, God blessed this seventh day and sanctified it. Now, Adam was given here a prohibition. Look what it says in verse 8 of chapter 2, please. And the Lord God planted a man eastward planted the garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man who he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Verse 15, and the Lord God took the man, put him in the garden of Eden to dress and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you may not eat of it. For on the day you eat thereof, you shall surely do what? Die. All right? So what we said is this word, knowledge of good and evil. And I defined this word knowledge for you. I said knowledge comes from the Hebrew word D-A, D as in Delta, A-A-T-H. And I said it means knowledge gained through the experience of the senses. Knowledge gained through the experience of the senses. So what this knowledge is a knowledge that has come through the man's five physical senses. That's the knowledge. Once Adam ate of that tree, Adam then became limited by that knowledge. That the knowledge that he got now came through his senses. And man was never to dominate or operate in this earth through only his senses. That he was supposed to have the knowledge that came directly from God called revelation. And that revelation was supposed to be coming to his spirit and by the Holy Spirit illuminate to his mind. And you see an example of that when Peter and the rest of the disciples were with Jesus up at Caesarea Philippi. And Jesus said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? He said, well, some say you're John the Baptist. Some say Elijah, one of the prophets. He said, Elijah, one of the prophets. He said, well, who do you say that I am? Peter said, well, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, well, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now notice, Peter got some information or revelation that the others didn't get. Notice, here God dropped it in his heart, and that was the truth about a matter. So when you and I can only evaluate things in terms of our own physical senses, and that's as far as we go into something called trial and error. And you were never made to govern your life or this earth through trial and error. You were expected to know things, and you can know them, and you can know them by the Holy Spirit. And if you look at, I won't turn you there now, but over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, you can see that he talks about that. He says that the eye has not seen, natural eye, ear has not heard, natural ear, neither has entered into the heart of man, natural part of us, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. Got it? No. I'm only saying that this is where mankind fell. So mankind fell into a place where now trial and error brings in his life, could bring stress, could bring error, meaning that they'll try to do something, or a doctor gives somebody some medicine and it causes all kinds of problems in their life. Somebody's kidney shuts down, somebody, so forth and so on. Now, all of this is trial and error. And God never intended us to live that way. He intended for you to know the answer. So what happened was, we went over here and looked at the life of Jesus. And Jesus knew some things. As a matter of fact, when they were about to feed the 5,000, Jesus said, hey, I want you to feed all these people. He said, why don't you feed them? And they said, wait a minute, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient enough for us to take, that we can all buy and feed a little to them. And the Bible says Jesus did this to prove them, for he himself knew what he would do. And he knows the answer to every problem. I use the example, George Washington Carver, as he would go into his lab, he called it God's little workshop at Tuskegee. And notice what he did. The Bible says, writings write that when he goes in there, he said God pulls back the curtain, and all of a sudden he could see what to do. No trial and error. And how about R.G. Letourneau? He was the shipbuilding magnate, and during the war, and all the ships, many of the ships were being sunk from the U.S., they came to him and said, hey, can you build the ships faster? And he tried to do that. But when he took the ships and they were about to complete and he turned them right side up, the rivets would pop. And he fasted, he said, for 4 days, and God showed him how to make a ship a day. He knew. And I'm saying the same thing about you. You can know. And you can know some things. My point is, not knowing brings toil. See, not knowing brings heavy burdens. Not knowing brings hard labor, because I don't know. Now, my point to you is that we can know some things, but we haven't expected that we can know some things. Many times we've been flowing at the same pace or level as the world. And what we got to do is we got to grow up in the things of God. We've been saved, we've been sanctified, we come into the kingdom, now act like a kingdom citizen. Because now we can know some things.
Well, praise the Lord, I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, here's one of the things that we bring out in this teaching. That the Sabbath was a covenant reminder that one day God will restore back to man the completeness of our resting in him and relying on God for his provision. In other words, mankind had to go out and get his own provision and so forth, and all that was a result of the curse. But you've been redeemed from the curse as a believer. And so now you can come back to resting in God and letting him provide for you. You see, Jesus wasn't trying to fix the world system. He came to replace it. And we're supposed to take this, the values and operations of a superior kingdom, and make it have an impact on this world. It is a powerful teaching. The address and phone number on your screen, it's called Manifesting Abundance. You need to order it, and order it right now. See, God wants you to be financially free. He wants you to owe no man nothing. He wants you to be in a place where you not only can take care of your needs, but help somebody else. This is God's plan for our lives, and we need to get into it. And these teachings, they give you the key. Well, praise God. Well, again, the address and phone number on your screen. Let us hear from you right away. We've got people standing by ready to send these tapes and teachings out to you. Well, this is Bill Winston. This is all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Working overtime, working all the time. Will there ever be enough time to fully enjoy the fruits of your labor? Stop chasing after provisions and let the provisions come to you. God has a plan for all your needs to be met in abundance.
Our source is Almighty God. Every need that we'll ever have and need of, God has already, come on, provided.
Manifesting Abundance, Volume 2, is the fifth installment of the Kings and Priests series by Dr. Bill Winston. In this powerful teaching, you'll discover that the provisions you need are available to you right now.
The blessing empowers anything that is seed to multiply.
Order Manifesting Abundance Volume 2 today, and Dr. Winston will explain why you don't have to toil for your provisions any longer, how to properly tie your labor to the Word of God and not to your inheritance, why the blessing that is on your life will manifest abundance wherever you go, and much more.
God, through Christ, through Abraham, gave this whole earth back to you.
To order your copy of Manifesting Abundance Volume 2, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Before you were born, God already provided everything you would need on this earth. Learn how you can trigger the ability to manifest abundance in your life. Order your copy of Manifesting Abundance Volume 2 today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
See, he's making you like him. It's going to be work on another level, folks. You're going to have angels as reapers.